This is episode 23 of Sustainable Photography. Today, I'm talking about the impact that good reviews can have on your business and how you can get them and how you can use them. You're listening to Sustainable Photography, where you get support and education to build your profitable business in a way that supports your way of living. I'm Ingvild Kolnes, and after 11 years as a photographer, I want to share what I've learned with you. So if you're looking for confidence, inspiration, and to-the-point tips, keep listening. For full transparency, I also want you to know that I'm a mentor with paid offers, and I might mention some of those in this episode. Getting good reviews and testimonials can have a huge impact on your business for many reasons. First of all, a review is an outsider's perspective. It's not really you selling your service. It's someone else's take and someone else's experience. That means that it offers added credibility, or what's sometimes called social proof. Other examples of social proof are proof of awards you've won or magazines that your work has been published in. It's a way of showing that you're actually good at what you do. Secondly, being a creative means that you have ups and downs, probably a lot of ups and downs. Getting testimonials to your workflow will make it easier for you to collect the great things that people are saying about you, and it's a great asset for you to have when you're feeling low. You don't have to wonder if you're good enough, because your clients are telling you that you are. Thirdly, testimonials are a great way to answer new clients' questions and concerns and make them feel confident about choosing you. It'll probably feel more trustworthy and relatable coming from a third party than you trying to convince them why you're worth it. Fourth, a review can be boring and worthless, like thanks for all the photos, or it can be a loving and raving testimonial about what your clients were looking for and what they got from you, and how they felt throughout their time working with you. Remember though, just like with the amount of photos in your portfolio, it doesn't really help if you have tons and tons. The most important thing is to have a handful of really good ones that you can use in a sensible way. So, what does it take to get good reviews? First of all, you have to do a good job. It's pretty obvious, but you have to give your clients what they want and what they paid for. You have to treat them well, and you have to make sure that your communication is clear. And what's even better, if you're able to answer their questions before they even get around to asking them, really, really helps. It's also really important that you don't promise more than you deliver. That means, for example, if you say a delivery time, make sure that you don't exceed that. In fact, you should always try to deliver before you promise to. And that doesn't mean that you should work long hours and work through the night to get it done in no time. It means that you need to extend your deadlines so that you can always deliver ahead of time. Once you have delivered your images or your products to your clients, make sure that you give them a few days and check in with them. Like, how are things going? How do you feel? Is there anything else I can do for you? Because that gives you a chance to fix what might not be working, and it also gives you a great opportunity to ask them for a review. Because yeah, you have to be prepared to ask for it. Sure, of course, sometimes your clients will send you a message and let you know how happy they are spontaneously. But a lot of the time, you have to ask. And even if they send you something without you asking for it, you have to ask them for permission before using it. You have to make it easy for your clients, and you have to guide them. Explain to them why it matters and how they can help others like them to make the right choice in a photographer by sharing their experience. Give them a link to where they can leave the review and ask them some questions. Many people might think it's hard to think of what to say, and if you guide them, it'll be easier for you to get a review that you can actually use. I also want to mention that I'm a part of Belle Lumiere's bundle now for the third time. And this time I'm offering my guide to getting raving reviews. It has everything you need to start collecting reviews from your clients, what questions to ask and what emails to send. It normally sells for $139, but right now you can get that and lots of other courses and guides for only $97. So it's a collection of over $10,000 worth of education, but you only pay $97. It's It's crazy. I've bought the previous bundles myself as well, and they're always so good. It's only available now for a few more days, and you'll find the link in the show notes. So now that you've got those great reviews, how do you use them? First of all, you should add them to your website. And I don't mean create a page with reviews, because that actually means that you're hiding them and you don't want that. You want to make sure that your reviews can't be avoided, so sprinkle them across your website. You also want to add them to your pricing guide. Pricing is often where people get scared, so it's a great place to reassure them that you're worth it. Also, add your testimonials to your social media, like your Instagram stories and posts. You can use them both as captions or as graphics. And don't be scared to share them again and again. And if you pair them with the photos that your clients got, it's even more powerful. Finally, I recommend that you hang them on your wall. Getting those reminders of how talented you are and how happy you make people is just what you need when you're having a bad day. Now, go to the show notes and find the link for the Bellumiere bundle before it expires. Remember, it's only $97 for over $10,000 worth of education and resources. Thanks for listening to Sustainable Photography. Head over to Instagram at Ingvild Kolnes to tell me what you want future episodes to be all about. Check out the show notes over at ingvildkolnes.com/podcast. You can learn more about the Sustainable Photography Program and sign up for the waitlist there. To get more of this content, make sure you subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. Your support makes all the difference. Talk soon.